Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
I was like, and I don't have a co-host this week, it seems.
I'm here.
How you doing, dude?
You knew I was here. You can fucking see me.
No, I was just waiting. I close my eyes when we podcast. I paint other eyes on my lids, so you think they're open, but really, I'm just like listening to us. It's just like listening to our podcast, you know?
That's good.
As we record.
That's good, because I jerk off while we record.
Get out of town.
That's what that stain is.
That is so weird. Yeah, my leg hair is always stuck together, because he just nut right
on. You always thought it was Paul.
Yeah, I was like, man, he drools a lot.
Yep.
Nope.
I drool.
Yeah, out of my dick hole.
Wow.
Yeah. No, your dick hole, not mine. Wow. Oh, hey, Paul. See, he's here. Wow, everyone is. It's a fucking cavalcade of people. Just a party time. How you been, man? It's been a while.
It hasn't. Been kind of shitty.
Why? Shitty how? Shitty who? Shitty when?
Just a big old,
Was your week bad or something?
Just a big old deep dicking of a week, you know?
Deep dicking of a week, eh?
It was a real, like, you know... It was like, usually certain weeks, it's like a sandwich bag full of poopies. And like, you can throw a sandwich bag in the trash, not worry about it. This was like a whole trash bag, like a 13 gal of manure.
And for those of you unfamiliar with trash bag buying, you know, if you live at home.
Yeah.
That's gallons.
Yeah. Yeah.
13 gallons of manure, sir.
Compared to the usual one little Sammy bag.
Yeah,
full.
I'm not sure how much volume fits in one of those. Oh, a sandwich, I believe.
Probably, yeah. Pint worth of sandwich.
One sandwich.
A sandwich worth of shit versus a couple 6 foot subs.
13 gals worth of shit.
It was
shit.
Just a real long one. It was five days in a row. I was doing something I didn't want to do. And
my boy was really
glad I'm not doing it anymore. And,
teaching the youth.
Yeah.
Did you listen to a lot of POD?
We are. I don't know that song.
The youth of the nation, we are. Remember, he's like, I thought I was going to taste, but I took two in the chest or some shit like that. He's like, I skated off to school. Do you not remember that song at all?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know who the POD is?
What?
It's payable on death. POD? P-O-D.
Pod?
Yeah. Well, they say it's an acronym. It's an acronym.
For POD?
No, it's not an acronym for POD. It's payable on death. They're Christian. Hardcore band. Not really hardcore.
They were really young at one point, so they wrote a song about it?
No, they talked about being like the youth of the nation, because there's a lot of school shootings around that time.
Not compared to now, dude. Now it's like fucking all day.
That's all there is, really, in the news. But he talks about, like, I thought I was going to take a test. I didn't know I'd be getting two to the chest. Meaning
test
bullets.
And chest. Yeah.
Yeah. I like POD, man. I used to jam that shit. You didn't?
No.
Like South, I think it was called Southside or some shit like that.
What?
It was filmed in New Kensington, Pennsylvania.
Why does that matter?
Isn't that weird? Well, I used to practice there. But POD filmed a video.
But it's supposed to look like PA, or it's supposed to look like California?
It looked like California in the video, but it's fucking like, dude, New Kensington is a weird place. Not like, wow, this is pretty. You're like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to die.
I thought it was an abandoned hell town at night.
During the day, doesn't look too much different.
It's like a forgotten nothing place for like workers from like steel and coal, probably.
Yeah, they're all just, yeah.
That had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have meth and poverty.
Yeah, I think that's more like a lot of heroin.
Heroin there? Yeah, the H.
That's the new thing. Yeah, the dog food.
Which is weird because I think you can make meth, which is a lot easier than having to buy it. And it keeps you up. You could have some real productivity on that as opposed to heroin, to where you literally, I saw a video of these two, it was actually kind of scary. There were two Circle K register ladies.
Employees.
But in their like late 50s, like older ladies, like kind of old beat down moms.
Sure.
Both zonking out, ringing people up.
Oh, like
next
out?
To each other. They're both like nodding out on each other. Like
Whoa.
They woke each other back up as they were just trying to put stuff in a bag.
Holy shit.
It was really sad. Like the customers were like, yo, come on. Like wake up, ladies. And they're like, ugh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Like, this shit's like a fucking epidemic, man.
It was unreal. I'm like, they're
Holy
being filmed.
Shit.
And they're both like at the register, the one register, because you could tell like that's not normal for a gas station for more than one person to be in one area.
No.
They're like shoulder to shoulder, bonking each other's heads and shit. Like,
holy fuck.
Yeah, neither of them can get it. And, like, she gets the change, and somehow she gives the person, like, the right change because he didn't say anything. But, like, it was, like, a six-minute video.
Goddamn.
I would have screamed and just taken my shit and walked right out.
I saw a video. I typed in McDonald's on Google yesterday because I was trying to look up what was on that fucking sick ass sandwich I keep seeing. I just downloaded the True TV app, and there's only four commercials that play, and I forget one of them, which is pretty impressive. Oh, Reese's. So it's Reese's, Verizon, Nationwide, and McDonald's.
Gotta stop watching this thing.
You laugh your fucking dick
off.
But
it was a pain in the ass with those commercials.
Who cares? You look at your phone every fucking 5 minutes anyways. It's perfect for
every
you.
Commercial.
Yeah, that's good. But you do it, like, if there's not commercials and other things. So I'm saying this is good for you, because then you stay engaged.
Only
with
if it's shit content.
You're like, oh man, I'm gonna fucking look at my phone. Alright, now I'm back. Because
a lot of times I'm
screen.
Doing research and fun stuff.
Alright, and yeah, I'm gonna fucking ride a freighter to Japan. McDonald's has this new burger out, and it looks delightful. So I wanted to see what that yellow sauce was.
You wanted
was.
To do some research of your own on subjects that matter.
Yeah, I paused what I was watching, and
you got your thumbs ready, and you go, now it's time to look up some cool stuff.
I blew on them both. I'm like,
oh, God. All right, we Googled McDonald's.
And the first thing that comes up is like Yahoo News. Like, lady gets ass beat, body slammed by
with
McDonald's
titty
worker.
Out.
Yeah, boob out.
With
yeah,
her
yeah.
titty out. Dude, she gets her ass whooped.
Yeah, well, initially she throws a fucking like cup of milkshake at the mammoth.
The wall of a woman.
Holy shit. I was like, is this chick a fucking linebacker?
She's easily 6'5".
I would probably say like 6'9", 6'10".
She's a fucking freak.
6'15"? I don't even know, dude. Like, she's...
You don't throw milkshakes or hit trays to this chick.
Obviously, something had been going on. There's an altercation and shit like that beforehand. But yeah, she goes at her. And like, this chick is like half her size, fucking a fifth of her weight. And the fucking McDonald's manager rocks the chick. It's fucking awesome.
It's unreal.
Like, if you work in the food service industry, or if you have, like, you're like, fuck yeah, good for you. Probably got fired, though.
And her manager fucked the girl up. Like, there was the lady that came out.
Yeah.
Big diesel chick.
I'm pretty sure that was like the store manager.
That seemed like the store manager. But then the other lady that tried to pull each them off.
Yeah.
The titty chick. Punched on her, and she threw her against the table again. Yeah. Then the big fucking bitch came back and did more to her.
Yeah, when she picks her up and like almost choke slams her, I was like, this looks like fucking Kane.
It's awesome, because I was also like, ew, that chick's pure trash. Throw her through a table.
Yeah, and like her like ass is almost out. There's so much blockage in the video. Did you see an uncensored cut or something?
No, but I knew her tit was out because there was a blur on it. Yeah. And she kept pulling on it. I was like, you're getting your ass beat. Just... take it.
Yeah, she's like, oh shit, my titty's out. Whack! Oh god, oh man. Yeah.
I'm a titty again. Hang on, guys.
So like, all right, so you're ordering fucking, let's go back to, did you go to KFC? Is that where that chick fucked your order up that one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So like, you get into an altercation. Say it was like a big dude though, and that you're talking to. You throw a milkshake at him, right?
Yeah.
And fucking somehow like your belt comes unbuckled and your fucking dick falls out while you're getting your ass kicked. Are you trying to cover yourself up?
I'm letting that thing, I'll punch him with that.
Yeah.
I'll put him in chokehold, dude.
Oh, just wrap it around his neck.
Put him in the old RKO, dude.
Honestly, if I was getting my ass beat and my dick popped out, I probably would be like, fuck, not this too.
Yeah, but at the expense of being punched in your nose?
Well, no, one hand covering the face, one hand covering the dick.
I'd probably be like, I got to figure this situation out because my dick's
out. No, you're just getting rocked, like that chick. Like you're trying
to
throw
hits.
Well,
if I'm losing anyways,
you can't do anything.
I just turn my head backwards and like pull my dick back in.
Yeah, and where?
To my pants.
Oh, okay. I thought your pants fell on the ground, like her shirt fell off.
No.
Okay. No. My pants are still on. Came out of the zipper.
So you're saying there's no way I was going to win this no matter what?
Right. Like the girl, yeah.
Oh, then I don't care. I'd have probably just fought for my pee-pee to go back to
Yeah,
bed.
I don't want people to see this, too. I don't want to be a blur spot on Instagram.
I'm already
gonna
die.
All right, man. So Comic-Con happened. Yeah, Tony had a bad week. But yeah, he was teaching the Youth of the Nation. That's what I was trying to talk about.
Yep.
He had summer camp. He became a camp counselor.
No, I was doing stuff with kids, and it sucks, and I don't like kids.
Yeah, camp counselor.
No, you couldn't pay me enough money to be a camp counselor.
Do they call you Mr. Sansonetti?
No.
You went by Tony?
Pronounce that? I was like, I'm T-Tops.
How
like,
old you called yourself T-Tops?
Well, Tony and Rigatoni.
You said, hey guys, I'm Rigatoni. Did you slap your belly twice when you said it?
No, I said,
hey guys, I'm Rigatoni. All right, let's hop on these phones over here.
Well, I gave them all a little can of rigatonis.
You didn't.
I did. I threw a ravioli at each one of them.
Yeah, in their head. King, oh, God. I'm sorry, Aiden.
Oh, it was the worst.
All right, let's hop into the news. So, Comic-Con happened.
News there.
No, nothing dropped. DC had a very heavy presence in this. Did you see the Titans trailer?
No.
So, they're making, you know, the Teen Titans?
Yeah.
Robin leads them and stuff. So, they had, like, a small snippet of a teaser. I'm sure it's been fucking talked about to death and also seen to death. At the end of the trailer, there's, like, a couple of perps robbing somebody in, like, in an alleyway. And, like, you know, these things start happening, like, fucking these things. King, 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 king. And, like, and this dude's like, where's Batman? And Robin, it shows him in his face. He goes, fuck Batman. I swear to fucking God.
Fuck Batman.
And it was a real trailer.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
For a rated R Teen Titans.
No, it's for the DC app. That's their, like, flagship show. It's called Titans.
Oh, but it's just kind of like they were at Comic-Con, so they wanted to make a big impression by saying, fuck Batman.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it gave the tone of the show very, very, very dark.
What, like, kick-assy?
Kinda, but I don't even know.
Well, it can't be rated R if it's a show.
No, but it's on the platform that you pay for, so, I mean, you can
TVMA. I guess it could be fucking, like, dude, what if it's, like,
Game of Thrones.
NC-17.
Yeah, just showing dicks all the time, just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like,
hey,
that
here's
one
a pecker.
Dude, Robo-Dick.
Yeah, what?
There's a robot in Teen Titans.
Oh, Cyborg.
Yeah.
Wow. Also in the Justice League movie.
I don't
saw.
Remember that either.
Gotcha.
What?
Where's his wiener?
You know I forget stupid shit. I forgot Geo fucking Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Tell I you. Rented it thinking I hadn't seen it.
And but why'd you rent it?
Because I like cool weather.
That makes sense then.
But nope. I saw it and I forgot what a pile of shit it was because it was such a pile of shit that I had to return that pile of shit.
So if you... have access to the internet, go on YouTube and check out that trailer for Titans, or it's Teen Titans, I can't remember what, but yeah, at the end he's just like, fuck Batman. It's
that's
fucking
funny.
It's wild, dude. That new app sounds insane. They also announced that Batman the Animated Series is getting a Blu-ray release, which it never has. It's gotten on DVD and stuff like that. They revamped like all of it. They made the camera panning and stuff like that less choppy, because that I think the series started in 1992.
Yeah.
So the frame rate's like, what is it, 24 for television and like 64 for movies? Was that what it was?
Maybe.
And then like Spawn and like anime are like in the middle of that, like around the 30s. So they like made the pans like a lot better, but it comes with Mask of the Phantasm, Sub-Zero, and all 109 episodes, plus like little pop figures and all this shit. And it's
you can get that?
It's $112, and I don't know if you know what day it drops to them, but it's October 16th.
I don't know anything relevant around that date.
Well,
my dad's birthday.
What's that? That his day?
Yep. Well, close.
The 16th.
Close.
What's his birthday?
It's in October, dude.
Wow. He must love him
more than you.
Then,
you can
I
tell on your birthday
dad?
When you don't get that.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, mine's the day before that. So
how would I have known that?
The 15th.
Yeah.
When's yours? July fucking 12th? Boom. What's up? Because
it literally just happened.
Is it July 12th?
Yeah.
I.
You knew that because it was the fucking day it just happened.
I knew it because I love you.
Fuck off and die.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to make up, you can buy me Batman Blu-ray. It's only $112. That's a fucking, what, 1/20th of a paycheck for you? You're fine.
I don't want to help you back, and I'm not sitting well. I'm saving money.
Okay. We saw the Aquaman trailer. How'd you feel about this monster?
Hyped up horse shit.
For real?
Looks you were... like big cloddy bullshit.
Okay, so when we were watching, Tony's eyes looked like Christmas Day, just looking at presents. He was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. And now he's just all shitty because he worked with kids today. So he's just like, oh, hyped up piece of bullshit.
All those kids like that trailer. I don't anymore.
Is that what you guys talked about mostly?
The kids are like, you see Shazam? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shazam looks dope.
You see Shazam? I go, yeah, it's probably something else you're into. Like,
what'd you think about Aquaman before this?
I didn't care for it as much as Shazam.
You like Shazam more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's cool. I mean, Aquaman looks like a lot of money was spent on it.
Yeah, but so does all of their other like tragic pieces of shit.
Wonder Woman.
That one was well done. It wasn't everywhere.
BVS, though, had good parts of it. Justice League had good parts of it. The overall was not good. I'll give you
my
that.
My buddy's recutting BVS because it's such a POS.
Yeah, hopefully he takes out that whole, like, here's Batman's parents dying again.
Yeah, the 20-minute, like, clip.
I mean, that dude, like, if that was the first time you ever saw, if that was the first Batman movie, mind-blowing. The fact that we've seen the motherfucker lose his parents in so many iterations, comics, television, fucking movies, all of it.
I wonder if he's actually gonna, it'd be cool if he just cut it to the fucking gun shooting with the pearls on it. And then he goes back to, Martha!
Yeah. Man, I think you know what it was, like, that bothered me so much about that part, was Henry Cavill's delivery.
Martha! He's like, what did I? What did I?
Martha! Like, the I get kryptonite, like, is his weakness, he's about to die? Who the fuck sounds like that when they're, oh my god. So many choices could have been made to make that better. Aquaman, truly. Though, I think looks cool.
I know you do.
I think it looks cool. And you did too when we watched it. You're like, that looks amazing. Black Manta looks so fucking dope. And he's not even like the big fucking...
Black Manta looks cool as shit.
The big bad Ocean Master is.
Which sucks compared to that other dude.
No, Black Manta's going to be in all the films.
Oh, cool.
Like, Aquaman's going to be a franchise, and Black Manta's always going to be a reoccurring character. That's like cool. Always trying to fuck him up because he kind of hates Arthur.
Ooh.
So, Shazam. This looks like... this is not my words, but it is a really good way to describe the movie. Big. As a comic book. The movie Big with...
Oh, the Tom movie Hanks. Big.
Because you're a fucking 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, and an adult,
that
body.
Becomes an adult body, yeah.
Someone was like, he's a little too, like, funny and silly. I'm like, you know he's supposed to be a 12-year-old, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, oh, God.
I was like, you didn't watch the whole trailer then.
They show the kid gets his powers.
Did he grow up? Oh, he's an adult now. Okay, cool.
Wow.
Why is he so silly?
Did you notice that the one kid is from It? His friend? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays the, not Stanley. It's the kid that breaks his arm and she writes Loser on the cast. And he writes Lover.
Oh, okay. the sickly him. Kid, yeah.
Yeah, they're always taking the pills. They're I know they're gazebos.
Yeah.
That dude, yeah.
What? Just runs away from her fat ass.
That was awesome. Yeah, Shazam, I felt like, looks like a blast of just color and fun in the DC universe that really needs to happen.
It does. It does. It's a gloomy place.
It really is. It's like, hey, man, you guys...
And a waste of time.
You guys remember The Dark Knight when you loved it when it was dark and gritty? Mm-hmm. Well, here's every motherfucking bright superhero dark and gritty. We're going to fucking just make this black and white.
Do you like regular happy superheroes being dark and gritty?
I'm not going to lie, though. I watched the trilogy, Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises, not too long ago. Those movies still work and are awesome, but they don't have a universe that was built around them either.
No, they were by themselves. It's awesome.
Which might have been cool, because like that Batman made sense. And they could have like been like, holy shit, an alien has crashed on Earth.
They
would have
turned it all over it if they had Suicide Squad fucking like...
What they did with Suicide Squad.
Exactly.
But I'm saying if you built it around the Chris Nolan universe, it might have been a little bit different. Instead of getting the Zack Snyder universe, which was like that super operatic.
I like Man of Steel.
I know. That's so weird.
No, it's not. It's a very not common that good. Thing. It's a very common thing.
It's not that good.
Dude, it's like a cult thing.
It's, wow, yeah.
Reddit on Reddit, bro.
Indie flick, okay.
No, no, it's got a cult following for not hating it.
I'm stoked for Shazam. Godzilla.
Boring.
This fucking trailer.
A lot of monsters, maybe.
It
looked like it had some dark shots in it, though, dude. I think that's cheap as fuck.
Dude, the fucking Mothra shot with the lightning and stuff like that, with it coming.
That's
up.
What I'm saying.
Whoa,
like,
that
could it be
cool.
Could there be more storms and dark in this movie?
That looked so sick.
But they never do it in the light. Like, it's such a bummer.
You want, like, daytime fight with Godzilla?
Yeah.
Why?
To see the detail?
Oh, sure, yeah. Give
see
me,
what's happening?
Give me a couple shots, but, like, the coolness of usually, like, I don't know, like...
You're being tricked to think that that's better.
No, not at all. I just think it feels more, I guess, like, in a way, cinematic. Like, it feels more like there's like more like mystery behind it.
Think
stuff
of
like
how
that.
Like lit up some of the greatest scenes in Jurassic Park were. So dope.
All right. So when did the T-Rex chase Jeff Goldblum with the flare?
That one scene he was
oh, one of the most iconic scenes ever made. Yeah, when was that?
Oh, my God. Oh, when they see
in the dark,
fucking...
In the dark. It
oh.
was in the dark, my bad.
Wait, when
dark.
Did they see the brontosaurus for the first time and he fucking pulls the leaf out of her hand? One of
yeah,
the most iconic
great.
Scenes. And Jeff Goldblum takes his
did,
fucking glasses
when,
off. Wow.
When did Godzilla get up and walk away back into the sea at the end of the movie? Oh, it was in the daytime.
Oh, wait. When does T-Rex get up and fucking have the banner flow over him and go... Rrr.
Well, inside.
But nice lighting.
Nice lighting, nice but still lighting. Inside.
Very not... well lit for a building.
Well, Godzilla can't fit in a building. Fuck up. Boom, point made.
But he can't fit on the Earth during the daytime.
And he did in the movie. I just named
Barely.
It.
Barely. Yeah. What is that, 9 seconds of the 40 seconds you saw him?
No, they have a parade and everything. Yeah, no, there was a... In the first movie, I will give you that.
It was like 8 minutes or something.
So much human activity in that movie that no one gave a shit about.
Couldn't care less about Aaron Thomas Anderson or whatever his name is.
Kick-ass.
Fuck
wasn't
him.
Fucking...
fucking Black Widow or...
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch is in that.
Fucking...
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, the triplet. The unsung triplet of the Olsen twins.
The hot one.
Agreed, yeah. She's definitely the best.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
But yeah, I thought that trailer looked awesome. I really dug it. And fucking Tywin Lannister's in it.
I don't care about that.
Why? Tywin's awesome. Then again, they were like, Bryan Cranston. And I was like, hell yeah. And he's like, I'm going to die in the first 3 minutes.
Probably do the same thing with him.
Hopefully not. No.
Any like, humans in that movie, dude, besides that, like a cool Asian actor?
He delivers a dope, yeah, let them fight.
Yeah.
No, but Tywin has a cool line. He's like, and may like the earth inherit the kings or some shit like that. And then it just shows like fucking King Ghidra and fucking Mothra. Oh, that looks so dope. I'm stoked for that. Do you see the Hellfest trailer?
Yeah. Looks like a giant pile of shit.
It is such a cool premise and it's going to be so terrible.
Yeah. It'll be horrible. It'll be like Saw.
Well, the first Saw is good.
Not that Saw.
Okay. All the other Saws.
I'm sorry. I meant the Saw franchise.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I don't know. The Saw franchise is still like okay to watch other than all the acting. It's kinda
I have never seen the Saw franchise. It's one of the weird like I'll never watch every Paranormal Activity. I'll never watch every Saw.
I thought you were like way into Paranormal.
No, the first one. Kind of like Blair Witch.
Ah, oh, Blair Witch is so good.
Yeah.
Well, you watched that reboot of Blair Witch or like the fucking like it was supposed to be like a direct sequel to the first one, but it came out as the third one. I told you to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't bad.
Not as bad as I thought it'd be.
The second one was fucking dog shit.
I've got a whole compound ready to catch the witch.
Oh, my God. Hey, let's read this book. Fuck you. What was it called? Season of the Witch?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was, dude. That's like, isn't that like the sixth Halloween? Season of the Witch?
Oh, it's a third one, yeah. Three more days till Halloween. Fuck Halloween, off, fuck Halloween. It's the one where
don't
all the,
sing it again.
It's about a mask conglomerate that fucking
has toys masks
that has masks that like fucking like make kids like want to do bad things. I don't really know the premise,
but don't sing it again.
It is rough to watch.
It's a shitty thing to watch. You
Season
made me
of the
watch
Witch
it.
Is yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, I think you did.
No, I didn't. I watched that on my own.
You're like, dude, it has nothing to do with fucking like. Michael Myers. I'm like, why then?
No, we had Danny Palmentera from My Mouth is a Speaker on at one point, and he was like, that's my favorite Halloween. Or he said, like, that's like up there. And I was like, really? I've never seen it. And he was like, yeah, it has nothing to do with Michael Myers. And I was like, odd choice for your favorite Halloween,
yeah,
sir.
Sounds shitty.
And he was like, no, it's good. And I watched it, and I was like, this is fucking dog shit.
I just want Mike Myers.
Dude,
also.
I hate it.
I guess they released a bunch of footage for
the new Halloween.
The new Halloween at Comic-Con. It's not, like, shown.
Right.
But they got, like, glimpses of it, and they said it was just really epic and, like, really nice shots.
Yeah, they showed more of the new The Predator.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, the Predators are literally juicing because they keep losing on Earth.
Oh, that's funny.
And then they come to Earth, like, jacked as fuck. They're like, all right, bitches, you killed us a bunch. Now it's time to fucking die.
Yeah, we've been working out for years.
That's a dope fucking premise, because it literally is. It's like fucking Arnold beaten, fucking Danny Glover beaten, and then the Predators take us off Earth and Predators, and they're like, all right, we're going to kill them there in that other planet when they don't have the home advantage, and then fucking beaten again. So they're like, all right, fucking, I'm just going to start roiding the fuck up, just be massive. I'm going to cut my blood with fucking dino DNA. Dino DNA. The other trailer I saw was, and they showed Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, yeah, I saw
footage.
It. Yeah.
What?
No, I heard about that, not saw it, sorry.
Okay, I was like, you fucking saw it. What do you mean? It didn't,
I saw it.
It no on internet, huh? How? Mid-90s. That was one of the last trailers that I saw.
Right.
And that's from director Jonah Hill, and all about like the skate culture of the 90s. It's an A24 movie, which is like the fucking, what's that ghost movie with Casey Affleck? You didn't see that? Where he's a sheet?
Oh, Ghost Tale?
Ghost Story?
Yeah.
A24 does a whole bunch of cool, really indie and pretty things, but this movie actually looks, you said it looked like kids.
Yeah, and it felt like kids a lot.
And it definitely has that feeling of kids. And
there'll
like,
probably be fucked up shit that happens to them, too.
Yeah, it ended and Tony's like, well, this will be the saddest movie ever. Can't wait to cry and eat fucking mac
Paul's
and
like,
cheese
it'll remind me of myself and my hard upbringing on the cool streets of Talmadge.
I never said that at all, actually.
That's what, I saw it in your eyes.
But you literally did say, like, this will be the saddest movie ever.
Because it'll probably deal with fucked up shit the kids go through.
I'm pretty sure it'll be the...
Like, parents abusing them or like, them getting raped or fucking, like, beaten on the streets.
I don't think it's going to be a remake of Kids.
It could be.
I think that's what you're thinking
of. Jonah Hill's
of.
A fucked up little asshole.
No, but in the 90s, me and you were talking about this. Like, we never had a movie that represented like how we were in high school other than Superbad.
Yeah, that was probably the closest.
And that wasn't even... That was like when it's like the PC movement started really taking over. Like, right before it took over, but it was kind of there. So, like, all the horrendous shit that they say in that movie, multiply that by like 10. And that's probably how like kids in our age group in high school talked.
Because, yeah, Clueless was, like, before
that was the Valley
my
Girl.
Time.
Yeah.
And so was Can't Hardly Wait. American Pie kind of launched in high
definitely.
School.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It did. I wasn't those
was
characters,
a,
but...
But and there was this super, like, fucking, like, yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a character in those that I was like, that was kind of me.
Yeah.
But I think American Pie were our, like, our generation for high school, but then Superbad I resonated with more.
That's what I'm saying. So those characters kind of, like, resonated with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm stoked to see Jonah Hill's representation of the 90s. He's, like, a lover of skateboarding and stuff like that. Tony and I watched the Big Brother documentary. I can't remember what it was called. It's, like, poop or shit.
Like, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, like...
But Jonah Hill's in it, and he's like, this is what I grew up, like, reading is the Big Brother magazine and stuff like that. So it seems interesting. Looks really cool. The kid from... Oh, motherfucker. We just watched something with him in it, too. Hang on a second. Let me look. Oh, he was Atreus in God of War. He played Atreus.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
I was like, Atreyu from Neverending Story?
No, wasn't the kid's name Atreus?
Atreus, yeah.
Yeah. He was in, The Killing of a Sacred Deer. He was a little boy. Really little boy.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have noticed that guy.
God, that movie's so fucked up. All right, so the last bit of news that I have is Alita Battle Angel. I saw the new trailer that dropped for that. You're not stoked for that?
No.
That looks like what fucking Ghost in the Shell movie should have been.
It doesn't look... Nothing about that I've seen looks appealing.
What do you mean? It has like giant robots and fucking swords and stuff like that.
Robots. She's a shitty like looking robot.
Have you read Alita?
No, have you?
No, I'm just asking. Is that why you have such bias against it?
No, not at all.
Why don't you like it then?
It just doesn't look good. Like, I saw Alita Battle Angel, the anime, and it didn't look good.
Okay, so you didn't like the source material.
Yeah, and it just wasn't for me. Like, it is sci-fi, it is robots and cyborgs and shit, but it's not a mature... It's not going to be rated R, Ghost in the Shell. It's like PG-13, like, Peter Jackson anime.
Ghost in the Shell rated R wasn't good anyways.
It was close to 10%. I don't think this will be close to 10%.
Well, you don't like the source material anyway.
But it might not even be like close to it.
What if they mature it up though for you?
Well, put on the big pants. They're not going to get to the. They're not going to be the Matrix. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the Matrix?
Cloud Atlas.
Oh fuck you! You hate Cloud Atlas. Even I kind of like was like, give it a chance. You're like, I hate it. It's dumb.
It's so long and stupid.
Oh god, I don't know. Who cares? Everybody's everybody. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
29 lives. Great.
Oh man, I'm a spaceship. Oh, I'm an ape person. Whatever. Fuck them.
It's all the same. All that means is nothing really matters.
One thing that do you have any news?
No,
I covered it all. All right. Dwayne Duke tweeted us, and he asked us to... This is a thing on Twitter that I found out. Recast an entire movie as Muppets and keep one actor. Who's the actor that you keep, and what is the movie that you pick?
What, do I have to name the Muppets?
No. Like, as the roles? Fuck no. At least that's not how I've heard the game be played.
And I recast one role, but everyone else around
Muppets? I'll give you... Yeah, everyone else is Muppets. I'll give you a... fucking example. So someone said Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, cast everyone as Muppets except for Yoda, he's a real person. that one
and
was
then what's
funny.
The actor?
No, they're like, keep Yoda. So Frank Oz. So that's what was kind of funny about it, you know.
Wow. Let me think. Okay. I have to think. You think on the top of my dome I'm going to think of this?
Yeah. I thought you're a pretty quick guy.
Can I use a voice actor?
Sure. Oh, God. Are you picking Gollum in Lord of the Rings?
No, I was going to say...
Planet of the Apes.
Flubber.
Oh, fuck and you. Everyone That's not in even Flubber a voice actor.
Is Muppet, but Flubber is narrated by Gary Oldman.
I shouldn't have skewed it. So, like, let's say, like...
See what I'm saying, dude?
Let's say, like, 12 monkeys, but you keep Bruce Willis, but everyone else is Muppets.
Do I have to keep Bruce Willis, or can I change him out?
No, but, I mean, like, you could not keep Bruce Willis. You could pick another character that's in the movie that's an actor in the movie to keep. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay.
So, like, you do Sunshine, and you keep Cillian Murphy as the only actor.
Ooh.
And everyone else is Muppets. Can you imagine a Muppet staring at the sun?
Yeah, burning.
13%.
Let me think. Shut the fuck up, you dickhead.
All right, Peaky Blinders.
No, not Peaky Blinders.
But you keep the gypsy son that tries to run the business.
Jesus.
No, my bad. Okay, the Revenant, but you keep Tom Hardy. That's my choice.
Yeah, him just talking to a bunch of Muppets. Yeah, he's a fucking lunatic.
Even the bear's a Muppet. Yeah. Kevin Smith said fucking Boogie Nights. And I can't remember who he kept. He's like, but yeah, fucking. He's like, wait, so does the dick count? And Mark Bernardin was like, yeah, 12 inches of felt.
Oh, 12 inches of felt.
That was pretty good.
Damn. Oh. Starship Troopers, but only keep Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow, that's a good one.
Because then there'd be tons of cool Muppets, and like he shows up at the end.
That I like that. Well, and in the beginning.
Yeah, but he's you don't get him a lot.
He's peppered through
But he's peppered through.
That's kind of why I picked Tom Hardy, because he's not like
but
a
But he
main...
has those commercials he does, too.
Oh,
where
so
he's like,
good.
If you want to kill an arachnid, shoot for their core.
And he's literally like fucking like finger blasting yeah. a fucking brain vagina
with a
alien.
Knife fucking spear.
Shit is wild. Well, there you go, Dwayne Duke. That's our choices. Tweet us and let us know what you would do. And Genre 5, another listener.
Yeah, we got a ton of content.
Tweeted in, and they asked, it was Chance, the Freely Spoken. Check him out on SoundCloud. Top 5 most satisfying deaths in Game of Thrones. My first one, I'll go first. Obviously, I mean, everyone has this probably. I'm sure you do too. Joffrey.
Yeah, I have Joffrey.
That was a fucking... I mean, you're just like, fuck
That was
yes.
a fine death indeed.
Fuck you, you dumb little dick. I hate your guts, you incest
I hate
piece
him.
Of shit.
I do hate him. Great actor. Hate the fucking character.
Did fucking Jaime Lannister... spoilers if you haven't seen Game of Thrones. Did he rape fucking his sister on Joffrey's body? Was that who it was? Or was it another one of their kids?
I think it was Tommen.
Tommen?
Yeah, the other one. I think it was the second
one. The
one
that jumped?
No, that was like the last boy.
That was... the one that you're talking about because he became king.
Oh. No.
And then the little girl died in like season
she
four.
She got poisoned. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was her. It was her. She came back on the boat.
Probably. They yeah. had sex on some corpse. Okay.
And it was their kids. Their
kids' corpse. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Incestual kids'
corpse.
And he
raped her.
Yeah. So I'm saying that he raped her on her kid's incestual corpse that she had sex with him to have.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even see the snake eating
what
its tail, because who knows?
Yeah, it was like an Ouroboros instead of Boros.
Please. Go with yours, Tony. I would love to hear your... So, next... Joffrey. Okay, well, I guess I'll go, since you use Joffrey. Fuck. Walder Frey.
Oh, I have Walder Frey. Walder Frey.
I said Walder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's with the D. I know. You love the D. Never forget the D. Walder Frey, that was a really satisfying death. It was cool seeing Arya get a bit of her vengeance on.
Very nice, because he was such a pile of shit.
And she's saying those names the entire time. She kind of gets taken up in the fucking man with no face or man with no name. What was it called?
What? Oh, fuck. What was it?
A girl has no name. A girl has no eyes. Or a girl has
no face.
Yeah,
the no name. Fucking, I don't know. What do you call it? No face.
Okay. But yeah, the Walder Frey was good. I'll let you... do one. Maybe I'll be
Why?
On your list.
My next one is Ramsay.
Nice. That was on mine. That was good. Death by dogs. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, fuck that
guy. Have you seen
that
fucking there's a little blippet, like it was on Instagram or Twitter or some shit, where they're not in character. They're all like hanging out beforehand by like a piano for some reason, because they're probably all really talented at everything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
just British prodigies.
And Reek is in there.
Yeah, they're singing.
The actor is, and Ramsay comes in the room, and they're both in, like, jeans and shit like that, but, like, they act as if like Ramsay just walked in the room on Reek like having a good time.
Yeah.
And then they like, and it's so intense, and then they just hug and like laugh.
Yeah.
How they turn that off and turn it on is fucking absolutely insane.
It's a skit they did for some sort of talk show, like Jimmy Kimmel or something.
Okay, right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because then they sing like fucking Daenerys Targaryen sings like Rastafarian Targaryen. But she says Targaryen. It's so weird. She's like, I'm a Rastafarian Targaryen. And I'm like, I want to throw up my fucking mouth when she says Targaryen like that.
Ugh, that sucks.
Yeah, it fucking blew. I was really bummed about that. But the other part of it was what you said.
Who else you got?
Man, I also got this motherfucker, Ollie.
Ollie.
He shot fucking Jon Snow. He stabbed Jon Snow, fucking shot his chick, Ygritte, and killed her. And fucking, he was the last knife into Jon Snow that killed him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he betrayed Jon Snow to everyone in the village.
Now, was he
and
the older?
He killed his chick.
Was he the older?
No, he's a young dude that hung.
But with the older guy, too.
Yeah, with the old dude like at his side. Like Ollie was the one that actually killed Jon Snow and one. The prick that shot his chick.
I got a... This is a huge spoiler, by the way. All these are really big spoilers if you've never seen the show. Littlefinger.
Littlefinger's on my list.
That was your last one?
That was my last one. And then I have honorable mention Oberyn... not God damn it, not Oberyn Tyrell. yeah. Oh, am I saying his name right? Oberyn Tyrell, the fucking Red Viper, the dude who fights the Mountain.
That was a satisfying death for you?
No. It was memorable.
Okay, I said the most satisfying.
Oh, sorry, I thought they were memorable.
All the other ones you did were good though. You were spot on. So fuck your honorable mention. I'll cut that out. Don't worry. Hold on. So 30s.
You don't know how to cut shit. Pretend like you know what you're doing.
Well, I do. I just don't.
Derp. Let's just lie.
My last one is Shay.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. A whore.
Yeah. That was probably one of the best deaths I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
In anything.
So was his fucking dad.
I know. And that's in the same scene.
Yeah.
And then he shoots him after he kills Shay. He chokes her out with the necklace that he gave her.
Good.
That is some fucking.
Yeah. Hangs off the bed.
Yeah. His whole tiny body weight.
Yeah. all 6 stone.
Yeah. All 40 pounds of him.
Just.
But goddamn, dude, yeah, that death scene is fucking insane. Because he's like, "Are you kidding me?" She's like, "Fuck you, you little fucking prick!" Like, just lays
having
in on
sex
him.
Sex with his dad.
Oh yeah, and then he's like, "What? What? You gonna shoot me?" And then fucking lands one arrow in him, plants like 3 of them, kills him on the shitter.
On the
shitter.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
But yeah, thank you, Chance. That was an awesome one. Let us know your top 5. And anyone else listening, please, yeah, let us know what Muppet that you would, movie you would replace with and keep the actor, and let us know,
I also put Stannis, but you didn't see it.
So it's not really satisfying.
I was glad he died, though, because he killed his little daughter on the pike.
Yeah.
And burn her.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit.
Monster.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, what'd you see?
I watched The Kingdom.
We watched that for movie of the week or something.
Did you watch it? Because it's got
it's got the dude from Lord of the Rings, right?
Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. What am I thinking?
It's about like a fucking Afghanistan like crew, like a fucking like soldiers.
What?
You're not thinking.
I don't know. But what was it called? Damn.
God, I have no fucking clue.
Kingdom of God.
That's Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
And Sean Bean.
Yeah, exactly. That's what. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I said Lord of the Rings, and I was right. Fuck you.
Wait, Sean Bean's not in that. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, no, it's Aggroth or whatever his name is.
Who?
Aragorn?
Aragorn. Aragorn is not in Kingdom of Heaven.
I said Kingdom of God.
What's Kingdom of God?
I think Kingdom of Heaven is what you're referring to.
What
the
fuck
that's right.
Is Kingdom of God?
Hold on a second. Yeah, you're right. Orlando Bloom's on the front.
Oh, my God. He's so dumb.
It hurts being so right.
Liam Neeson is in it. Yeah, you're right.
I know, and so is the fucking Jeremy Irons.
Aragorn.
Not Aragorn. Fucking, that's Viggo Mortensen.
Kevin McKidd.
Dude, he's awesome in that one movie where he plays the devil.
Matrix, I love it.
Viggo's not in that either.
Who am I thinking of?
Keanu Reeves?
No, fucking Mr. Smith.
That's Hugo Weaving.
Ah, you said Viggo.
What the fuck is that? You literally named 2 different people from Lord of the Rings, but opposite. An elf and a fucking, a dark rider.
Yeah, no,
like,
no, when you said...
Strider.
So, his name's Viggo?
Viggo Mortensen.
That's Aggroth?
What do you mean Aragorn?
Aragorn? I was kidding that time.
Son of Arathorn, dude.
Is he really?
Yeah. King of the First Men, bro.
Nice. Okay, so Aragorn.
God, I don't know why I just said all
that's
that.
That's Vigo?
Yeah.
Okay. And it, you said, and I thought you meant Hugo.
Oh, okay. I can see how you could be a dumbass.
Later on, pretty thick tonight.
Well, you hand me the brush.
Yeah, it's fair.
What
yeah,
do you expect?
You got to paint. You know,
it's what
paint.
The hand does. I'm a handyman.
You got to paint.
What else did I see?
Well, I don't even know.
Oh, the kingdom, man. Okay. Yeah, it's not what we've been fucking taught. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look at me. This is ridiculous.
Fucking Rob Dyrdek shows up.
Oh, I'd fucking pile drive him.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, oh my God, Rob Dyrdek, I'll suck your dick if you sign my
shoes.
And then
he'd be like, too busy getting my dick sucked by Paul already.
Yeah, then Big Black would come and punch you through the face.
He's dead.
Well, his ghost would punch you through the face.
Jesus.
Is
he'd
he really
like,
dead?
He'd be like, I need a job.
He's dead?
Yeah.
For real?
He died, yeah.
When?
Like a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not in the limelight, you know?
Yep, you just die.
To each his own. Huh?
Yep. Rest in pieces. All right.
Yeah. Rest in power.
The kingdom is about this fucking terrorist, and they're an FBI counter-terrorist cell, and they're trying to like figure out who did this bombing. It is a fucked bombing in the beginning of the movie. Like they bomb something, then when people come to save everyone, they bomb again.
Oh, is Jamie Foxx in this?
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's like your memory has memories of itself, and it's coming back.
I was joking.
Oh, and I always forget this actress's name. She's in Juno. She plays the mom in Juno.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. She was married to fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah, what the no? The mom in Juno,
not Juno's mom. The mom that wants the kid.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was in, yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner,
are
yes.
Are they still married?
No.
What?
They broke up. He got that Phoenix tattoo.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, you're right. That Phoenix. Yeah. That was like a headline. It's like, fucking divorce his wife. Gets shitty tattoo.
Doesn't tell anyone it's real. Says it's just for a movie.
Looks like Fat Man now. It's like, Jesus Christ, this motherfucker.
Look how depressed he is.
Yeah, he's in the waves, but he's actually blocking the water.
He's crying.
Look at the wail of Ben Affleck as he wails with his Phoenix tattoo. From the ashes, he will not rise.
This just in. He's had sex with Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner, and he's still a millionaire. We think he's going to survive this fucking encounter.
He still might kill himself.
But now he's Batman.
No.
Why?
Not anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He completely, like, he's like, I don't think I'm going to be a part of the Batman flick they're making. I don't think I'm going to pursue any more of this shit because people said I look chubby in the suit that you guys put me
he
in.
Looked cool as shit.
In BVS, at the end of Justice League, like what they reshot or whatever, like he looks like he was like, I was eating a lot of pizza because I had to be on a really strict diet.
I was eating a lot of pizza.
I was on a strict diet for this movie, and then y'all said we were done shooting, and then now everyone hates the movie.
Hey, better than a fucking CG upper lip.
So Affleck has to come back all fucking Fat Fleck.
Dude, Fat Fleck is not fat.
No, but he's like, dude, he can't even put it down in his arms. He looks like the little kid from fucking,
That's the suit.
No, he was in a...
He's so fat he can't put his arms down at his sides. Look at me. I can do it. And he's not me. I make him look like a goddamn little Tinkerbell.
I'm just saying, he looks like he gained some L's.
Making fun of a man for putting on 10 LBs? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, right. Ben Affleck's like fucking like 6-something.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
He would fuck you up in the town.
Agreed. But I'm saying that like 10 pounds does not look like 10 pounds as it does on me. I gain 10 pounds. I look like fucking Fat Man from fucking the end of Justice League. Yep. He gains 45 pounds. He looks like the Fat Man from fucking Justice League because he was eating pizza.
Yeah. Is that how you... Yo, I'm just eating
Oh, you guys
pizzas.
Done shooting? I'm getting some Domino's.
It's going to be nachos
I don't know why
tonight.
He sounds like he's from fucking Newcastle.
He should be like... Hey, fucking get about it. Go get me some fucking some nachos and shit.
Yeah,
hey, you asshole.
I was about to go really hard Boston and use the F word.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I figured
yeah.
I shouldn't.
Oh, fuck your mother.
Nah, it wasn't that one.
I know. Hey, you fought head, you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you freaking dummy.
Oh, man. Yeah, you keep saying them.
Yeah, you fucking flabby ass motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Boston's a raw place.
Yeah, you flab bastard. Oh, man.
Never. All right.
Why don't you go? Yeah. I don't think I have the brain capacity to try to make a word that rhymes with it.
Nope. You'll just say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hop in the car?
There
you
go. Yeah. My belly itches. Dude, my friend's friend.
I thought you were going to say their belly itches.
No, my friend's boyfriend won 25 grand on a fucking slot.
Oh, really?
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What he does for a living is manages one casino, and he goes to other casinos and tries their machines with a certain amount of money, and whatever he earns, he earns. If he burns it, he burns it. They give him like $1,000, and they're like, go and see what offers they give, how they interact with you. Like, you need to tell us about them.
How do you get that job?
He's like a fucking director for like a casino.
Okay.
Like,
so we're not qualified.
Yeah.
I see a star state here. Took 7 years to graduate for a associates. I'm like, yeah, but 7 years hard spent. What's up?
Hard spent. So what do you need? What do you?
How about that gamble? How about that thou, bro?
You getting out that thou for in the interview?
You toss it down now. Do I go start?
It's crazy. Like, sign up? They want receipts for every penny. Like, they're like, yo, go spend this thou.
Yeah.
But whatever you earn, you can keep. If you burn it, you burn it, whatever. Come on back when you're done. Dude fucking landed on 25K and then like 8K.
So does he have to give that money back to them?
That's his money, his earnings.
Oh, because they're like, yeah, fuck the casino.
Who gives a shit? Like, you took their money. Good for you. Have fun. He's got like money to buy a fucking car now. They took all the taxes out. It was like 19 after the taxes on the 25.
Really?
Yeah, and like fucking like half. 5 on like the 8.
Why do they always say it's like half when you get like lot, oh, hit mega millions.
I don't know.
Maybe, I won $500 million and only got $250,000.
Who knows? Maybe cuz it's under
million, my bad. That
maybe
was
it's
really bad
it's under
math.
Like a certain amount, like a million.
Oh, that makes sense cuz all right, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there might be a higher tax bracket the higher you go up
in
winnings.
I wasn't about to talk about that because I definitely don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where are we going? Why are we going there?
Yeah, I'm like, I make fucking like a solid 20-ish.
I'm going to need you to turn around.
Solid 20-ish. Why?
Like, don't go down that road. Like,
oh,
just
okay.
Come back.
I was like, what do you mean? Ew, gross. Stop that. Me too. Hashtag. What else do you see?
Like, you wouldn't want it.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't.
You'd love it.
Maybe 4 years later, I'd say
that I told you something sweet today in the text,
shitty.
Remember?
That you were shitty to me.
You laughed at me.
4 years later, I'm going to ruin your career.
I said, I just want to come home and see you, babe. And he goes, oh, fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Because he's like, hey, is it cool if we fucking, you know, postpone, like, you know, what we're supposed to do, whatever. And our plans. And I was like, yeah, it's totally fine, man. He's like, I forgot about a dinner. I was like, that's totally cool. I don't mind. And he's like, I just really wish I could. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I really wish I could come. Or he said, I'm sorry. I really wish I could come home and spend time with you, babe. And I said, oh, fuck off. Because, I mean, oh, fuck off. Like, who says that?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I fucked with him good.
Yeah, and then he was like, you never like it when I say sweet shit. And I was like, are you? I'm like, are you fucking...
I love your voice for me.
Are you fucking what?
I never like it when you say sweet shit.
You never like it when I say sweet shit. Yeah, it is my.
Fuck off, bro.
I'd fuck me.
Yeah, very like Buffalo fucking Bill. Like. Yeah, fucking like PA rapist.
Is she a real big fat lady? If that's from Silence of the Lambs, that's not like me being shitty. Okay, so what do you give the kingdom?
Oh, fuck me. Let's just get on with it. Yeah. Oh, 7. Don't really watch it. It's not that good.
I watched Mystery Alaska. This is on HBO Go. It's a hockey movie set in Mystery Alaska where there's a guy that's a writer and he like goes off to New York and shit like that. And he comes back writing a piece for Sports Illustrated. So they're like, oh my God, Mystery Alaska is in Sports Illustrated. This is amazing. And they play pond hockey like every Saturday.
Yeah.
And
your wet dream.
I can skate a little bit. I can't play hockey.
I've seen you.
Anyways, so they have the writer come back to town, and he's like, "Hey, I have the New York Rangers. They want to play you on the ice." And it's a inspirational movie.
Probably,
you know, everything like happens.
Like
it's all
Miracle on 34th Street kind of shit.
No, it's rated R. It's like a fucking it's definitely like a dark comedy and stuff like that. But it's really cool. Like it's a neat little town. Fucking your boy Russell Crowe's in it.
I do like him. He's a handsome broad.
Yeah, he's awesome. I think John C. Reilly too.
No,
I think he's a cop. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's good. I like it a lot. Mystery Alaska. I give it like a 7.5.
All right, you heard it here.
What'd you see?
I watched an episode of Toughest Prisons. It's boring.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I clicked it and then it was stupid. I also watched a little bit of Dark Tourist. Kind of the same thing. Okay. He goes to shitty prisons, but it's not real. This guy goes to like places to go and visit.
We saw that. But you're like, oh man, can't wait to go to Dubai.
Yeah. Oh wow, is this a fucking like Ethiopian gutter?
Hey, can you not drink the water here? Nom 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 nom.
What do you mean rural China's cold?
I'm a dark tourist.
I went to Siberia.
Blah, and he's shitting out of his ass.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Fucking, he needs dysentery.
Like liver transplants when he gets home. Like, okay, I get it. Man, I don't want to be there. Thanks for showing me.
We watched a ton of...
the Ukraine.
We watched a ton of Impractical Jokers, Tony and I. And that show is an absolute... That's like my favorite comfort food for my brain. Other than
that,
like,
in The Office is good.
Certain podcasts in The Office, definitely. Those are things that I can watch when I'm feeling a little down and that will pick me up.
Mm.
Smoke a shit ton of... A bale of weed... And just fucking deep dive into Impractical Jokers. You will laugh your fucking dick and balls off. Or your vagina and labias, ladies.
I thought you were going to say ass.
Oh, sorry.
That's
is that
a
what
pretty common phrase.
Is it?
Well, you use the, laugh your ass off, meaning like you're going to laugh so much your asshole blows off and rips out.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the more common thing that happens when you're laughing.
Not dick and balls.
No, no, no. Nothing to do with labias and clits or whatever you said and balls and
except
dicks.
Except vaginas and labias.
Oh.
For ladies. Because I said dick and balls first and I don't want to be fucking shitty.
Yeah. Know? Equal.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity to blow your balls and vaginas off.
Yeah, whatever naughty parts that you like stuck in or
you'll naughty bits.
Stick in. Yeah.
No, it's mainly assholes that get blown out. Like an O-ring shoots out of it like a M80.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That happened with me on gauges when my ear would get super infected.
Your ass will look like your asshole ears.
Yeah, I do have asshole ears. That's what... I went to the tattoo shop and was like, hey, can you give me some of those asshole ears?
I'm going to need these stretched out deep.
Yeah, deep and probably ripped and done badly so that a lot of scar
tissue
happens.
I don't want them to heal.
No, I want them to look like kitty assholes when I have the gauge out. I want to look cool. Come on.
I know people that are like trying to fucking like naturally like shrink.
Yeah.
And it's rough. It's
yeah, I would
process.
Take out a small loan and just get the fucking surgery if I really wanted to.
I mean, they can...
It's like fucking $2,500.
If they can sew a vagina shut, they can sew your ear shut.
It's like $2,500. It's not like an insane amount of money.
Not an insane amount of money.
$2,500. Like if like I was like, hey,
but
hospital, can I make payments? For
you
want to
save like
$2,000?
I'll do it.
What do you
mean?
I'll
do it. I'll do it. I sew up my pants all the time. Dude, remember I sewed you a pocket once?
Yeah, and it came off.
No, what about the patch I put on your backpack?
I've never washed it, so it's fine.
But you wouldn't be washing your ears hard.
Yeah, I never shower. That's honestly kind of true.
It's kind of, yeah, I was like, oh, he walked into it.
I watched Mission Impossible, but Impractical Jokers, 10 out of 10. Yeah. You have a blast with that show,
I
don't
do
you?
I do too, yeah.
For what it is, it
9
is
out
perfect.
Of 10, fuck commercials and some of the other, like, not skit talking. But that's it. Everything they're doing when they're doing the fun skits.
9 out of 10 is huge. That show's fucking
great,
insane to watch.
It's fun.
Mission Impossible, watch the first one.
That's one of my favorites. Probably my favorite.
It is so good.
It's so unique compared
I started
to
the
every
second
other one.
One.
It's so authentic feeling.
Yeah, I started the second one new. Woo!
Oh, man, it goes off the fucking rails. John
quick.
Woo was on lots of coke.
It off the rails quick and shit. Like him like being like, he holds himself like Jesus Christ with the one leg perched up on his
with
knee.
With the shitty song.
Yeah, it's very odd. Very odd. But Mission Impossible, yeah, I give that like a fucking like 8.5. That movie rocks.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's a blast to watch. It's... not so fucking like convoluted to where you're like, what the fuck's going on?
It feels like a classic spy thriller.
Yeah, but it's enough to keep you intrigued. And that scene with him on the zip line going to the floor and shit, like,
yeah,
that room, everything about that was so cool.
Red light, green light.
All right, what else you see?
What? Let me see. I saw you. You were never really here.
That's my last one.
With the hammer, dude.
All right, so Joaquin Phoenix.
What? Dude, he just keeps... he is nearly getting on the level of like my Philip Seymour Hoffman
reference.
Did you
hear that De Niro might be in that Joker movie that Joaquin's in?
No.
Yeah. They're like a TV personality that the Joker sees and then takes from to like make his personality.
All right, cool.
That'll be De Niro because Scorsese was involved at some point in the movie.
That's cool.
Like as an exec producer,
I'm in such awe of Joaquin, dude. He's such a fucking
he's
dope
incredible.
Actor.
Yeah. He's incredible. Yeah. Do you have any affinity towards Casey Affleck or no?
What do you mean?
like affinity.
Do I
like,
enjoy Casey? Yeah. A ton.
That's I was talking to Josie the other day, yeah. And I was like, I'll watch anything with him. And, yeah. I was like, oddly enough, I haven't seen that much shit with him in it, but Manchester by the Sea, I really want to check out.
It's very sad.
Yeah, but I watched the trailer, and I was like, man, this looks like good.
He dresses the way I wish I dressed.
That's weird.
I'm just, sorry. He wears cool coats. Oh. Like Dickie's coats and shit. Like kind of like work coats, like mine. But cooler because he's not gigantic.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Don't put yourself down.
I'm not.
No one needs that.
I'm not.
Especially you.
I don't even get the reference to the joke, but...
I said...
I don't need to be put down?
By yourself, yeah.
Because everyone else already does?
No, because no one needs that, man. Uplift yourself. You're doing well. You're a fucking good-looking guy holding down a fucking... high-paying job.
I don't need any of
You're
this.
You're teaching the youth of the nation. You're on a fucking award-winning podcast.
God damn.
I'll say it this time.
Got pretty kitty.
You got a fucking beautiful puss right next to you. That's a cat paw.
Just.
All right, so you were never really here.
I need this to be done soon.
I understand.
My head hurts.
All right. You were never really here. Yeah, so Joaquin Phoenix stars as like an ex-FBI type of person, possibly ex-military. Well, definitely ex-military. This movie is so... it asks so much of the viewer with how quickly cut certain things to make it make sense are. You don't have to see him for the movie to make sense, but it will be kind of like, what the fuck happened? If you pay really close attention to this movie, it's really fucking insanely incredibly well done.
Very well
done. It's hyper-violent without showing you any gore. It's fucking, like, insanely provoking without really giving you much, like, fucked up shit to look at. The imagery in the movie is so well done. The shots are beautiful. Like, everything about this movie works on such an insane scale. The only thing that I felt was that, like, I could have gone... with more explanation into the deeper plot of the movie, which I'm not going to give away because it's about like a sex ring. I would have liked to hear more about that.
Paul, you took the words right out of my mouth is what you did. You you so elegantly articulated this film. I have nothing to add.
Right on. What do you give it?
8.5.
Yeah, I give it like an 8, because I, like I said, the ending, I was kind of like, damn, it ended?
Oh, I loved the ending. It was so like fucking like Sopranos, dude. It was so badass and like...
the ending felt so indie to me.
Yeah, and then it was super indie.
But then it flipped to like, nah, just kidding.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I was happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, in the last line, I was kind of like, whatever. All right, so let's hop into... but it's a fucking sick movie. It's really good. Check it out. Let's hop into a Test of Tony. We watch Interview with a Vampire.
This movie is dated.
Very. Brad Pitt is not good in it.
No, atrocious.
Tom Cruise is not good in it.
Dude, you know who's good?
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Christian Slater did great.
Also, Kirsten Dunst.
Young badass actress.
Rocks in that movie.
She
did
shit in that movie.
Yeah, she fucking is insane. The things that they deal with in those movies are absolutely incredible.
Weird as shit, man. Anne Rice writes some fucking weird vampires too. Like,
yeah, because Queen of the Damned is a sequel. Technically, it exists in the universe, but that is a sequel to Interview with a Vampire. It
doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I hear the book is absolutely incredible. All right, so fucking. Watch it's on Netflix.
You guys know what this fucking movie is about. It's about vampires making new vampires.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is a vampire with a soul, pretty much. And
until
Tom Cruise. Well, that's his gift. You notice that?
What?
That's his gift. You know how Tom Cruise's dark gift is
he can read thoughts.
Yeah. Benicio del Toro's Antonio Banderas.
Oh, I was like, Benicio del Toro.
Where was he in it?
I make plans with the Death Star. That was him Return.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Last Jedi.
I forget what his fucking special gift is.
I don't remember his at all.
I think the little girl's was that she can lure people, like calm people.
Well, yeah, she has a sense of innocence. Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't really pick up on that.
He talks about... well, but it's...
all right, so what's Louis?
It's Antonio... Louis is the fucking ability to read minds. Oh, no, Louis is Brad Pitt, sorry.
Yeah.
Louis is that he retained his human soul when he turned.
Oh.
And so that's why he's so conflicted about killing.
Okay.
And Antonio Banderas says that he's the most unique creature. He's like, you don't understand how beautiful you are. Like, you have all the heart of a human, but you're a vampire. So you're like a walking poetry. Like, you have all this, like, conflict.
Or walking contradiction almost.
Yeah, like, that's what you are. That's your gift. Yeah. Like, you kept that's piece of your soul.
That's why he always had to eat rats and...
Bingo. Like, he would he'll never get comfy with being a straight-up vampire, because that's his, like, gift, is he can still feel what a human feels.
Yeah, because I assume that all vampires could lure, like, anyone into it. Like, that fucking glamour.
Yeah. Glamour and
so
people.
I didn't think that, like, that was Kirsten Dunst's, like, her special power. I thought
I
that, like...
what her special power is.
Well, it was kind of like she makes
maybe
people...
Maybe they don't go into everyone's special power. Oh, the one guy can hear thoughts.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. He's a mind reader. What the fuck?
No, there's another vampire that has that gift.
You just said that.
You don't remember the movie. There's another vampire.
But no,
vampire
you just said
that,
though. You're like, Tom Cruise can read thoughts. You're like, oh, there's another guy that can hear thoughts. He can't read them.
Yeah, but
he
hears them in his head. I don't know why they wouldn't do that for Tom Cruise's character if he could do that.
They did it with the lady at the beginning when he brings, like, into the fucking rich people. Like,
what, the poodles?
Yeah, Tom Cruise, like, loves to, like, fucking feed on, like, what do they call it?
Aristocrats.
Like, aristocrats, yeah. And they show, like, the kid talking to the woman, and they have their dialogue about, like, him, like, burying her husband or some shit like that, or killing her husband. Or maybe Tom Cruise says that out loud. I don't know. We're both real dumb.
Man.
Can't review movies well.
There's a dude in the theater with Antonio Banderas that hears him think something, and he's like, do you think that'd be wise? Like, you know. Or who is Lestat? Like, who is that guy you just said in your head?
Yeah. Okay.
He was like, no one, dog. See ya.
Well, he's like, the dark gift is different for... Which is such a cool fucking thing.
I know, the dark
gift.
I know.
That'd be an amazing franchise to just start the Dark Gift.
The Dark Gift,
and just do all Anne Rice shit, because I'm sure it's all awesome. I've never read a lick of it.
They're all just making out with each other and cuddling each other's faces in this movie, though. Every vampire is like straight up just the horniest motherfucker for other vampires.
Yeah.
Dude, they're just so horny for each other.
Mm.
Mm. Just be like, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want that kind of, like, passion.
Yeah, it couldn't be that horned up.
Every time I see a human, if I was just like, I'm going to gaze into your eyes and rub cheeks.
And then
just
I'm gonna,
saying hello.
And then I'm going to cum my pants.
I'm going to jizz all over my fucking blouse.
Why are you wearing a skirt?
I'm a vampire. It's a blouse. It's a top.
Oh.
Stupid ass. Why are you blowing on your skirt? Fuck, you're dumb.
It's a top.
It's a blouse, dickhead. It's a top.
They also call a blouse like a dress, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Oh, because probably women usually wore blouse back in the day that I know, not back in your fucking Victorian age. Now I just assumed it was a skirt. Man, she's like, take off my blouse. I'm like pulling out her pants. She's like, me too, motherfucker. I'm like, whoa, sorry.
Hey, take it easy.
Whoa, handsy bitch.
Yeah, you can unbutton my blouse, you ripper zipper.
Yeah. I'm like, well, it has no buttons.
It's just a zipper, hun.
You dumb asshole. Anyways, let's have sex, right?
Yeah.
Interview with the Vampire, though. The ending was so fucking dumb.
Yep.
But it makes a lot of sense. Josie pointed this out to me. When they see, what was Tom Cruise's character? What was his name?
Lestat.
When Brad Pitt sees Lestat, like, in that fucking, like, weird, like, he's like, oh, the helicopter beams hurt my eyes.
Yeah, he's,
and
like,
shit.
Decrepit and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's like, the daylight shines when it shouldn't.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's false light. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I still have long hair because we can't cut it. We found
like,
that out.
That was his one problem, was he couldn't tell what false light was.
Yeah, fucking dumbass.
Oh, I fixed him.
Because he became more crocodile than fucking human because he fed off of crocodiles. In, like, the fucking bayou or whatever the
fuck. Yeah, he did.
And Josie pointed that out to me. She's like, no, he becomes more like a crocodile than he is actual, like, human. Like, he feeds off the blood of that for so long that starts to, like,
that's
take...
so fucked that he, like, lived underwater sucking fucking
and
alligators.
That is the coolest concept ever. That's like Alien.
Very
like,
creepy.
Pops out of a dog, it becomes dog alien.
Yeah.
Pops out of predator, predalien.
Predalien. No, dog alien. Dalian.
Dalian. Oh, there's a Dalian. Dalian.
No, I mean, I don't understand how he got back to normal, though. Just time, I guess.
Time and feeding off alligators. That's why he's all scaly.
Well, no more alligators. He had to start feeding off of just fucking be confident enough to go outside with the false light to kill a human.
Yeah.
Because so he says, like, bring me someone. Like, mm-hmm. Can you bring me someone? I can't leave here.
Yeah, because it's like that whole thing. Like they're like they still survive, but they're just like, I can't do anything. I'm basically a zombie with no legs.
Just like a statue.
I could eat, but I just...
Would you put a leg in my mouth or something?
Anything. Anything. Dick.
Can't move my neck.
Dick, asshole. I don't care.
I'll suck it all.
What do you give Interview with the Vampire?
7 out of 10. Like, it's
really?
It's great mythos. And I like a lot that they disprove, too. Like, they're like... There's bullshit from this one, you know, they
can see each other in mirrors.
They can see each other in mirrors. They talk shit about a lot of the falsehood. Like, yeah. He's like, garlic and crosses mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there was a charlatan that wrote stories about us.
It was cool. He's like, I love crosses. That was a cool line.
Yeah.
The interview portion of it is fucking actually really dope.
It's very cool. He's like, you're the not going to understand me. Like,
yeah, it's like coffee and cigarettes, but like. A lot more bullshit before
tons,
that.
Tons, yeah. No, it's a really unique story.
I give
on
it like a
very
seven.
Saturated genre.
I give it like a 6.
Yeah,
like it's like Kirsten Dunst rocks in it. She is so good, and Christian Slater is awesome. I think Kirsten Dunst definitely takes the cake in that.
Those
movie.
Two main actors, though.
Yeah, are good actors, but not for those roles. They're just bad. It's like Keanu Reeves and fucking Dracula.
Just weird.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
And Gary Oldman as Dracula, not good.
No, it's a silly Dracula.
Yeah. So, 6.5. All right. Let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Godzilla 1 and 2. So you watched both of them, Tony. Give me your fucking whole gist about it.
Good Lord. Like, again, as I've said before, there doesn't need to be any humans in a fucking Godzilla movie, especially... 3 hours worth of anime Godzilla, because these are fucking anime style Godzilla films, and it's just this fucking like whiny bullshit about humans traveling 1 million fucking miles away from Earth because Godzilla is so strong he fucking starts killing their whole planet and nothing can stop him. They put 150 nukes up its butthole and it still came. But I don't give a fuck what they did on the ship and how low their rations are and how they, you know, are cold. Then they decide there's no other choice. Let's go back. And then when they go back, 20,000 years has fucking like happened. And it's like the same movie twice. Yeah, that's it. It was just the same movie twice. And in all honesty, like, it could have been called Godzilla 1.5, but it's Godzilla 1 and 2. They could have made an hour and a half out of these two movies.
I don't understand how you think it's Godzilla twice at all.
Why?
I felt like the movie was... like, I feel like if they would release this as like how they did Castlevania, as a four-part, broke him up into four, because there's supposed to be three.
Yeah. They'd literally kill him the same way twice.
No.
They go for the exact same spot.
Yeah,
to do the exact same thing.
No, but they also like put him in like a volcano or some shit.
Sorry, he's bigger.
No, but they put him in like a volcano or some shit too.
And they hold him with something.
Nanobots.
Just like last time with the fucking rocks.
Yeah, the rocks, but these were the nanobots.
Yeah, nanometal instead of rocks. To hold him in position to bust his fin off and stab him with a sphere EMP. Yeah,
that's right.
Very, very similar. Actually...
the same.
Just with a big, crazy, awesome Mecha Godzilla nano city.
Now,
that's a dope ass part.
So, what do you think the last one's going to be?
Excuse me.
For sure, Mecha Godzilla, right?
For sure, Mecha Godzilla made out of all that.
It has to be. Like,
because it's a replicating thing that will kill the world as well.
Yeah.
So then Godzilla will fight Mecha Godzilla
and
nano.
And Godzilla will actually be the savior.
And
because that's what Godzilla is, correct? Godzilla was
all the mythos is that he's a misunderstood hero.
Well, but he is the product of nuclear
testing.
And then he came to fucking be like, yo, stop fucking up everything and knocking over buildings and coal mills.
Which made us feel bad for doing the nukes. But then he's like, oh, shit, what's that moth? Oh, fuck, I'll get him, guys.
You guys built more shit, you fuck up.
Oh, you got, oh, this asshole, too? That's why he's like, I'm king around here, bitch ass.
Yeah, I can't wait to see King Kong wherever the fuck.
I'm a lizard. You're just a fucking moth. Fuck you, bro. Yeah.
I'm gonna rip off your wings. Boom, you're a worm.
I mean, dude, you know what I'm saying. I it is the same film, but
I'm not gonna lie.
Next level.
Yeah, I went and took a pee real quick, but I heard you talking about fucking
the vultures were dope as fuck.
I didn't like the vultures.
Those are cool ships.
Nah. Sorry, I thought you meant the fucking like that were like the weird crossbreed of
little shit dragons.
Godzilla.
No.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
no,
fuck
I meant
off.
their mechs.
Those were awesome. Yeah, it was like the breed between like two races of technology or some shit. Yeah, all this shit is super convoluted and like very like, there's only certain sections of it where it's like, oh, hey, this is the thing. And you're like, oh, right on, but yeah. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Can you please show me Godzilla?
They also are like,
this is beautiful anime.
It's technical when it doesn't need to be. They're like, all right, how's the G-factors doing? Are the stabilizers still intact? I'm like, wait, what'd he say?
I enjoyed the first one more than I did the second time I watched it than the first time. I'll give it that. Because the first time I was watching it, I was like, I cannot wait to see some blue breath.
Oh, now you know what
and
you're looking
for. Yeah, exactly. It was like when I watched BVS for the second time. I was like, you know what? I know what's going to happen. Like, I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come, and I'm going to be like, oh, that sucks.
Was the end of the first one, like, yeah, I remember the end of the first one was so exciting to see, to be able to go and see what's going to happen.
How do you mean?
If I would have just saw the first one, I'd have been really annoyed that I had to wait to see that fucking
level. That's why I told you. I was like, why bother?
Yeah, that's why I was excited, because then I was like, two immediately, thank you, want to see that motherfucker.
Yeah, because like, it's a neat storyline. I do not like the main character at all.
Nope. And no, he's a very prick.
He's dumb as fuck.
Man, I regret that now.
I cannot stand English dubbing, I think.
It's not good on anime unless it's a really good anime.
Agreed. Well,
like Spirited Away or Princess Mononoke. They have like Claire Danes and like Gary Oldman and shit.
Yeah, so not that.
Not on this level. This is not that level.
This sounds like fucking video games from fucking like 7 years ago.
You could have, they're like the fucking like fighter entrance fucking voice. It's like, let's get it.
Yeah.
You're going to go down.
Exactly. And they have no like fucking frame of reference why they're saying this. They're like, hey, you're about to fight somebody. They're like, all right, I'm ready.
Bring it on, you.
I bet I can beat you.
And then Godzilla.
I can't do this.
Also, from all the beautiful animation, Godzilla is a lumbering nothing piece of piece of animation.
As fuck.
I'm like, why?
Do you remember seeing
Don't
the trailer
you make
for
him
this?
Normal? Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous. I was like, can we frame that, Tony?
It's very strange.
Above it's both our beds?
One of the ugliest Godzillas. Like, shitty looking Godzillas.
Not shitty looking. I feel like shitty moving. Like, they couldn't really master how
I also hated his scales. Like, the way it was, like, fucking, like, broke glass.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's part of, like, the nano.
I know.
Shit. Right?
But I was like, lame. Just give me fucking dirty old scales. Like, that's cool.
Right on. Well, what do you give him, Tone?
You
can rate separate.
7.5 out of 10 for both.
Alright, yeah, I think I'll go like,
because I did enjoy some of the prep and all of the Godzilla.
There's some dope shit in the movies,
yeah,
for sure, but you have to weed through a lot of bullshit.
Cool sci-fi.
I will say when they, when in the second one, when they find humanity again, how they're all like look the same and shit, that was kind of a unique thing. I dug that. Yeah, I'd agree with the 7.5.
Right.
Tony, we did no prep into figuring out what we're going to watch next week.
Well, someone rushed me, so.
No, you were like, oh man, I fucking hate kids. Can we talk about them?
What?
Yeah, you didn't say that.
No, I didn't, you big weirdo.
You want to watch Extinction for movie of the week?
What's Extinction?
Netflix
oh,
original.
With, oh, wait, no. Damn it. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of Evolution with David Duchovny.
Plagued by
Netflix
dreams
original,
of an,
are you kidding me?
Plagued by dreams of an alien invasion, a family man faces his worst nightmare when an extraterrestrial force begins exterminating Earth's inhabitants.
All right, and then we'll watch Bourne Ultimatum.
I've never seen that. TVMA. That's pretty good.
I mean, it's got potential with that rating, but, dude, you've been burned a lot.
I have, yeah.
It's up to you.
Well, yeah, we can do that one. And let's do 40-Year-Old Virgin. Let's have a good time, right?
That's a nice time, thanks.
Hold on. Let me write that down real quick before we
jot it down.
Leave. Tone, do you have any parting words?
No, I don't give a fuck.
You don't even know the fucking sign-off?
What? Oh! Fucking, what is it? Something about fucking, like, go burn CDs? Something?
Until next time, go burn CDs.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.